The Barefoot Investor, the only money guide you'll ever need. Written and read by Scott Pape.
For Liz, home is wherever I'm with you. She leaned in, gently put her hand on mine, and said, "Honey, I know it will be difficult for you, but you're going to need to let people help you. You've got a young wife, a little baby, and you've just lost everything you own. I'm a financial counsellor. I help people in crisis. Let me help you." 10% of all author royalties are donated to the not-for-profit financial counselling peak body, Financial Counselling Australia. Throughout this audiobook, I mention a PDF. Download the PDF from your audio library. G'day and welcome to the 2018 update of The Barefoot Investor, the only money guide you'll ever need. This little book began life on my family farm and morphed into a monster. It's now sold 1 million copies and it's become one of the best-selling Australian books of all time. And my English teacher is still shaking his head in disbelief. Along the way, it's attracted attention as high up as the Prime Minister. I gave him a copy to pass on to the Treasurer. He needs all the help he can get. Journalist Monique Bowley described it as the biggest finance cult in Australia. Here's how she put it on Mamma Mia.
"As I pulled my bank card out of my wallet and scanned the pay pass, the cashier gave me a knowing smile. 'You're one of them,' she said. 'Barefoot.' I nodded back, slightly embarrassed. My cult status was exposed. 'I'm on it too,' she confided, 'and I see it almost every day. Right now, thousands of Australians are flashing orange bank cards with mantras penned on with Sharpies and stickers. Splurge, they read. Daily expenses, read others. And they all signal one thing, that you're following the biggest finance cult in Australia. Of course, one person's cult is another person's community, but whatever you call it, we're certainly making an impact. So why am I updating the book? Well, I plan on doing it each year. See, while the wealth-building principles I talk about never change, each year politicians and banks meddle with things.
So I've updated for tax changes, Kim Kardashian's net worth, and retirement figures for the coming financial year. You're in for a real treat. Kick off your shoes and welcome to the cult."
No funny stuff, just money stuff. The Barefoot Investor holds an Australian Financial Services Licence, AFSL number 302081. This book outlines general advice only. It should not replace individual, independent, personal financial advice. Neither myself, Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor, nor anyone associated with the making of this book has received any kickbacks, commissions or fees, or even so much as an invite to a corporate box at the footy for recommending or mentioning anything contained herein. We never have, and we never will. We are fiercely independent. The bottom line? You're hearing the same advice that I'd give to my mum. God love her. Prelude. Living barefoot. A blackened sheep stopped right in the middle of the road and eyeballed us. Its feet were badly burnt. It was shaking. The wool on its side was scorched into curly knots, revealing its bloodied ribcage. It was heaving in and out, clutching for air, in shock, dehydrated, traumatised. With our fences destroyed, the poor girl was left stumbling around on her own, searching for water on our home block. Most of her flock had been burnt alive when a bushfire ripped through my farm 24 hours earlier. Bang, bang, bang. Without my knowledge or approval, the Department of Environment and Primary Industries had rolled up at first light and begun destroying my surviving sheep. Apparently, they can do that when your farm is declared part of a disaster zone.